Intro. Welcome. This is a D-Bridge masterclass, composing the phase bass in Ableton Live 12 with Jungle Swing. It's an intermediate mastering tutorial that shows how to finish a phase Y sub slash bass so it sits like a D-Bridge tune in a swung jungle context. We'll start from a two-layer phase bass, a mono sub and a moving harmonic top. Then build a bass bus and master chain using Live 12 stock devices so the phase movement, low-end solidity and jungle swing survive the final processing. What you will build by the end you'll have a mastered bass bus focused on phase bass, a mono sub, moving upper harmonics, and timing lock to jungle swing, a master chain for drum and bass, M/S corrective EQ, multiband glue on the low end, a groove synced side chain, harmonic saturation, and a limiter with sensible luffs and true peak targets, a practical Live 12 workflow using Wavetable or Operator, utility, EQ8 and M/S, multiband dynamics, compressor for sidechain, glue compressor, saturator, frequency shifter or chorus, ping pong delay and limiter. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Two-layer phase bass. Start by sketching a two-layer bass. 1. Create a MIDI track named Bass Sub and load Wavetable. Set OSC 1 to a saw, normal octave, single unison and keep detune off. Add OSC 2 an octave down for weight at low level. Use a 24 dB low pass around 120-150 Hz and a short filter envelope to keep the sub tight. Use a fast amp attack and a steady sustain level so the sub stays consistent. 2. Duplicate the track and name it Bass Top. High pass this around 120-160 Hz so the sub energy stays only on bass sub. On the top layer, move the Wavetable position or introduce slight detune and add a tiny phase offset. You can nudge oscillator start phase or plan to use a frequency shifter later. This top layer will carry harmonic motion and stereo phase. B. Create phase movement sync to jungle swing. 1. Extract swing from your break. Drag a swung jungle break into the groove pool, or right-click the clip and extract groove. Drop that groove onto the bass clip so the bass micro-timing follows the break. Start with 50-65% timing and tweak to taste. 2. Add stereo micro-phase motion to bass top. Insert frequency shifter or chorus. Keep amount small. Frequency shifter amount between 0.1 and 1 Hz or chorus with rate around 0.5-1.5 Hz and low depth. Use dry slash wet between 15 and 30%. Sync the LFO or modulation to small divisions like 1/16 or 1/32 so the phase movement complements the swing. If you want movement to accent off beats, automate device depth or phase against the groove. C. Bus routing and mono sub control. 1. Group bass sub and bass top into a group called bass bus. 2. On bass bus, load EQ8 and switch to mid/side mode. In the mid channel, add a low shelf boost around 60-80 Hz if you need more weight. In the side channel, apply a low cut or high pass around 100-140 Hz to keep the sub mono. Place a utility after the EQ so you can audition width and toggle to 0% to check mono. 3. Add multiband dynamics or use the low band to control the sub. Split bands roughly at 20-140 Hz for low, 141.5 kHz for mids, and above for highs. On the low band, use gentle compression. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Ratio around 2:1 to 4:1, attack 1030 ms and medium release. This steadies the sub without killing transient swing. D. Preserve groove with side chain and transient behavior. 1. Use a compressor on the bass bus for rhythmic dip. Set it to side chain mode and feed a kick or a dedicated kick plus snare trigger. Use a ratio between 2.5:1 and 4:1, attack 8:15 ms so the first few milliseconds pass, and set release to a sync division like 1/16, 1/8, or use auto with slight tweaking. The goal is a musical, groove sync dip, not a constant pump. 2. As an alternative, use an envelope follower or auto pan to subtly move bass top on off beats, giving motion without obvious pumping. E. Harmonic coloration and stereo shaping. 1. After multiband, insert saturator for warmth. Use soft curve or analog clip with drive around 14 dB and dry slash wet around 20-35%. Enable oversampling if available. 2. Emphasize phase in the upper frequencies by adding a gentle frequency shifter or a very short ping-pong delay on bass top only. For ping-pong delay, use times from about 8 to 30 ms or sync to a very short division like dotted 1/64. If you want musical timing, keep feedback at 0 and dry slash wet around 10-20%. Alternatively, use frequency shifter sync to 1/16 triplet and automate depth to push off beat motion. F. Glue the bus and master chain. 1. On bass bus, Add glue compressor last and set it lightly. Aim for 1:3 dB of gain reduction, ratio 2:1, attack tilde 10 ms and release between 0.1 and 0.6 seconds. 2. On the master channel, build a simple chain, EQ 8 and M/S for corrective cuts, for example small cuts between 250 and 600 hc and a gentle high shelf on the side channel around 612 khz. Multiband dynamics to blue the low band 2120 hc with small gain reduction. Gentle saturator in parallel for overall harmonic glue. Limiter with ceiling at minus 1 dB TP and an integrated LUFS target around minus 7 to minus 9 for a club forward DNB master. Keep 2 peak below minus 1 dB TP and manage input gain, so the limiter preserves phase movement. G. Final checks 1. Mono check. Toggle utility width to 0% and ensure the sub remains solid. If phase collapses badly, reduce stereo processing on the top layer or raise its HP. 2. Use spectrum and the correlation meter. Aim for strong positive correlation in the subband and neutral correlation in upper bands. If correlation is negative, reduce stereo effects. 3. A/B with a D-bridge reference to check tonal balance, sub weight, and perceived width. Common mistakes to avoid: don't widen the sub with chorus or delay. If you process the whole bass, high pass the processed layer or mono the low end below 120-150 hc. Avoid over-limiting the master. Crushing kills phase motion and swing. Use multiband tools to tame low bursts before the limiter. Don't make the side chain too aggressive or unsynced. It will feel robotic rather than swinging. Sync the release to the groove. Avoid large delay times for phase effects. Keep MS delays tiny or use modulation effects for smoother phase movement. Don't ignore mid/side treatment. Stereo processing in the low end causes mono playback issues. Pro tips: drag a swung brakes groove into the groove pool and apply it to the bass clips to inherit micro-tining quickly. Adjust the groove percentage to dial the swing. Automate utility width on bass top to widen only specific hits or offbeats. Use parallel saturation. Duplicate the top. Heavily saturate and high pass at 200-400 hc, then blend. Use multiband dynamics on the low band to protect the master limiter from reactive bursts. Save a bass bus preset with macros for sub gain, sidecat frequency, sidechain depth and top width for quick recall. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes 1. Build bass sub and bass top in wave eatable or operator, HP the top at 140 hc. 2. Extract a swung jungle break to the groove pool and apply it to the bass clips. 3. Group to bass bus and use EQ 8 M/S. Cut side under 140 hc. Boost mid around 70 hc. 4. Add multiband dynamics and tame the low band by 2-4 dB on peaks. 5. Add frequency shifter or chorus to bass top with dry/wet 15-25% sync to 1/16 or 1/32. Automate depth to accent offbeats. 6. Add glue. Sidechain the bus to a kick or trigger with release sync to the groove. Render a 4-bar loop and compare mono vs stereo. Recap and closing: keep the sub mono and let the top layer provide motion. Use groove extraction and musical sidechain timing to lock the bass to the break. Control dynamics with multiband dynamics and blue before the limiter. Add harmonic excitement and subtle phase effects only on the top layer and always high pass processed material. Reference and mono check often and aim for club-friendly LUFS around minus 7 to minus 9 with true peak under minus 1 dB TP. Torture template with a groove slot, sidechain bus and a bass bus rack with macros. Those small choices, groove percentage, delay milliseconds, sidechain release, are what make a bass feel authentically D-bridge. Trust your ears, save presets, and keep iterating until the phase bass breathes with jungle swing and survives any playback system.